Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A surprise guest on this Friday edition coming up in the next hour. We're working on several other newsworthy guests that can bring us a lot of important information and enlightenment here on the broadcast today. It is the 23rd day of January 2009. We will be live for the next 3 hours and 58 minutes. And then I'll be back this Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Obama officially orders Gitmo closed. That is the headline. Secret prisons. Obama's order to close black sites. But if you go into what his policy wonks have actually said in the last few weeks of what they're doing, that they're going to look at closing Guantanamo Bay in the next year and look at a new system of holding these prisoners. And if you read the fine print, they are simply not going to call them ghost sites anymore. And they are going to hold foreigners and U.S. citizens in bases inside the United States and other parts of the world. And I've, of course, done the research on this on and off since they opened Guantanamo 7 years ago. But I went back last night and this morning and pulled up some of the history of that. And I also went and pulled up a few weeks ago with Obama on national television kind of going sideways on the issue. So it's another betrayal. Form over substance. But at least, I'll say this, the American people have forced the establishment to at least act like it isn't kosher, it isn't acceptable to have secret prisons all over the planet where they torture people. And there is talk internationally of war crimes charges and crimes against humanity against Bush and others. Certainly, they wrote the memos saying they could bury people alive, pull their toenails out, torture their children in front of them, pressure their families, things of that nature. Is Obama calling for that? No, he's not. He's thanking George Bush during his inaugural speech for the, quote, great job he's done for the country. So they have to make the public think they're reversing course, when in reality they are just going along the exact same course while the international bankers loot us for trillions of dollars a week. And that brings me to the second subject I'm going to detail. Wall Street Journal says, what bank nationalization means for you? Bloomberg has the headline, Citigroup, Bank of America may look nationalized. Now, this is not true. They are not being nationalized. It's far worse. They are being taken into a secret consortium of the private international central bank holders, and private groups are taking over the banks, and then the second phase of the bailout will be paid secretly. Timothy Geithner, all of them are on record, into this new institution. And so they're telling the public nationalization will save you. Nationalization will get credit flowing again. Just like they said with the October 3rd law they passed, the banker bailout, that it would get things rolling. And then they said, we're not telling you where the money went. The problem isn't subprime mortgages. Well, here we are, October, November, December, January, almost 4 months later. And they're saying, it's back to the future. We're going to have to create this new international institution. So see, they're not nationalizing. They're handing control of these banks, even more control, over to the private, secretive Federal Reserve, only the New York Board of Governors. And then they are going to hand over authority and are handing over authority openly to an international body. Then there's big new NSA information as well.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tell you about the surprise guest we've got coming on today in a little while. We've also got the author and researcher who's exposing one of Obama's new cabinet picks, who wants animals to be able to sue humans, but of course the state and private groups are going to represent the animals, and the animals will have human standing, and then they will but the government will speak for the animals, and they're saying this themselves. It has nothing to do with stopping animal cruelty. It has nothing to do with helping little bunny rabbits. It's all about grabbing land and property and waging war on the almost extinct middle class worldwide. And that ties into the entire eugenics overlay. So that's coming up in about an hour and a half. In front of me today, I have the Guantanamo hoax, the closure of Guantanamo hoax. But it is a victory. It is positive to a certain degree and certain level. So we're going to go into that. Also, there's been big new NSA spying developments. The full extent is now being learned. And it's exactly what I said 13 years ago on air. The National Security Agency reads every email, listens to every phone call. They track every digital cable box, what you're watching, what you're doing. They dial in and use the microphones implanted in them to listen to you. They use the built-in cameras and audio sensors in your cell phones, in your computers. It's all admitted. Why did I know this? Because it was in tech industry high-level engineer publications that when I first got on air in 95, 96, Austin being a big tech town, people mailed it to me and they said, you think Big Brother's bad, Mr. Jones, with some cameras on the street. You have no idea. And I had people send me videos inside the Texas Department of Transportation where they would shoot video off the screen. I've got to find this. I played it on Access TV like one time in 98, and it's in the big stacks of videos back there when it was just me running everything. That's why we're getting more people in here to go through the literally thousands of videos and DVDs and audios that we have three storage buildings of with that type of incredible research and reports we did that we're going to put on PrisonPlanet.tv. But I got to raise the money to hire somebody to go through it, and it's got to be somebody that knows what they're looking for. It's just a gold mine of information in there. But I'm digressing because all of this stuff is secret once they implement it. But when they're R&D researching it, when the big companies are lobbying the government to adopt their surveillance package, it's public. Just like in 1992, I saw Alexander Haig with his own TV show on cable bragging that they were going to put high-altitude, 100,000-foot-in-the-air blimps better than satellites and cheaper to surveil all U.S. cities and face scan us. And I was in high school watching Alexander Haig at the time. He was into high technology. He knew that everything was cable TV at that time. And so he bought a national infomercial he would run every day where he would just sit there for 30 minutes talking about the New World Order and everything else. And just a few weeks ago, I remembered that show and remembered seeing that, and that was one of the things that really woke me up as well, was that I would watch Alexander Haig many days when I would get home. I was in high school. I'd leave school. I'd go work out for an hour, come home, turn the TV on, and Alexander Haig was on, and they would air it on the local county channel through some grant through his defense company. But I'm digressing. See, that's how there's all this information tied together and data and info. And so 7 years ago, they announced the launch of the blimps, and then they said they were secret and didn't exist after that. So there's different policies in government where they'll admit something and later say it never happened. So that's how I knew exactly how everything worked, how the cell phones listened to you and tracked you, and you had to take the battery out. And I would talk about it in 96 because I read it in tech publications, and then I saw the bill, the Telecommunications Act, that said it was to track and trace you and said the NSA was putting in hubs in all the phone companies and internet to fully track everything, to where everything goes through them. The phone company is the National Security Agency. The big cable providers are the National Security Agency. And it's compartmentalized in every one of these buildings, from small to large. You'll have a room or a whole floor that's NSA computer with NSA private contractors. And that's just one agency. There's Defense Intelligence and 18 others. And now the news is admitting that two-thirds of intelligence gathering against the American people are done by outside private groups. So I want to get into that first. Then we'll cover Barack Obama and his hoax about shutting down Guantanamo Bay. And then we'll get into what bank nationalization means, because it's not bank nationalization. There's always lies within lies within lies within lies. This is private Federal Reserve. What appears now to be an internal war between the bankers, we know they engineered it, to where they're even gobbling up Federal Reserve family shareholders, and there's a war where they're using governmental regulation, but private offshore stock ownership in the Fed, Federal Reserve, to come in and forcibly take these over, and then they say it's secret how much money, taxpayer money, is being given, but they give us the blank check number of $8.5 trillion, and then they then, through executive fiat, not even through law, because that's what I keep saying, they don't need a new banker bailout, a new law. The thing they passed October 3rd gave omnipotent police state power to the private Federal Reserve, and they kept claiming government oversight, government transparency, and now they admit there is none, it's secret. And so I'm going to try to break that down. It's actually very simple, but also complex to explain. It's just an absolute outrageous stinking fraud. And notice there's no talk of prosecutions, no talk of arrest, no talk of bankers being in trouble and brokerage firms for selling derivatives that were based on nothing and having insurance companies fraudulently certify the debt as good and certify the instruments as AAA-rated U.S. government-backed gold quality, literally as good as gold investment is what it means. I mean, Enron stole a couple hundred billion and stole the pension funds. It was a money laundering, cocaine, heroin dealing, money laundering operation. that also stole from states. You know, they'd steal $1 billion a week sometimes in California. And then their internal memos came out where they said, if we turn the power off every night for an hour, it creates the perception that there's actually not enough power, and the public will accept not having the power. And, of course, I went on air at the time and knew that trick and said, they're turning the power off on purpose to jack up the prices. Enron is a fraud. Enron is a scam. Mr. White, the head of their California division, later became Secretary of Defense when Bush got in, would lead the California legislature and U.S. congressmen and women through a fake computer room with fake charts showing fake energy trading. They just made up the numbers every day and said, you know, we're going to make your power cost 20 times, 25 times what it did previously. And then it turned out Schwarzenegger was meeting with them privately at the time, and that came out in the news at the Beverly Hills Hotel with the head of Enron, with Melkin, and others. And I was no fan of Governor Gray Davis. In fact, I even got sucked on early on into the recall of him. Then they bait and switch with Schwarzenegger. But then the news said Schwarzenegger was fighting Enron, and Schwarzenegger was fighting the energy ripoff. So when that all came out, the news in unison said Schwarzenegger was fighting Enron and the scam, and that Governor Gray Davis had done it when Gray Davis was fighting him. And so was saying it was a scam, and that's why they removed him, and then he gets blamed for it. I mean, it is so sick. And all the conservatives, oh, Gray Davis is a gun grabber. He's bad. We got to get rid of him. Then Arnold comes in and starts even more gun grabbing, and they say, well, that's good. You know, we need to go ahead and have some sensible gun restrictions. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just, it's all twisting. They're either throwing it in your face and telling you something evil is good, or they're flat out lying. Or it's local news that never gets national attention, and then you've got to vet that and check it. So people ask how we arrive at news and how we trust what. We have an overlay understanding of knowledge and how the system works and who the players are and what their tricks are, and that new and that old dogs don't learn new tricks and how they operate. And so we're constantly reassessing our analysis, adding new information. We're not perfect. We're learning more and more, though, exponentially, like a computer. We are an organic computer, electrochemical computer. Here in my operation, I am constantly integrating and getting better, getting quicker, getting faster, understanding their nuances, understanding their tricks, where I can project out years ahead exactly what they're going to do. And a lot of times my mind just burns with understanding and connections, and just it moves like a million miles an hour. And I'm nobody special. Everybody can learn these skills. It's just like if you were to watch football and study a football team for 20 years, And eat, drink, and sleep it, you would know every play they were going to call, and you know, you would burn with football. You would just know all about it. But men and women use their skills. Women use their skills for detail and facts on how to look sexy. Men do it to how to act cool and know all about football and show off with their sports scores. Folks, all I do is study these people, and let me tell you something. They're so horrible and wicked and evil and backstabbing and hateful of goodness that people accuse me of making things look worse than they are. But notice as time goes on, it turns out things are worse than I've said. See, people say I'm saying things are worse than they really are, but as in hindsight, it's always worse than I've said. You understand? I'm conservative about what I present here to you. We are under total engineering, ladies and gentlemen. We are under total attack, all of us together. And when we come back, I'm going to get into this NSA situation, then into the privatization, the hijacking of U.S. bank accounts and investments. That's what this really is, because they say they're grabbing the pension funds and investments and the bank accounts and bringing those under government control, and then giving the private bankers governmental cover. The internationalists already own Bank of America. They already own J.P. Morgan, Chase. So to properly name this, it's a fake nationalization when it's really an international privatization theft of everything, and then they're going to claim that the move was a privatization, a nationalization to save it. Okay? And then we'll get into Obama and his hoax. with the shutting down of Guantanamo. Nothing's getting shut down, folks.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
With the National Security Act of 1947, the private Federal Reserve that had taken over in 1913 was able to create a parallel shadow government. They then began surveilling U.S. and foreign industry that was not controlled by them and used the stolen intercepts, spies they put into companies around the world to shut them down, federal regulators to shut down entrepreneurs and all of their competition. The main tool of the NSA and the CIA in spying on the American people and industry and other federal agencies was to ensure that it was kept quiet, that the United States was giving the atomic bomb to the Russians, the aluminum plants, the weapon systems. It was also used, again, to steal and take over industry unfairly with this inter-allied crime syndicate, and to begin bringing in LSD, cocaine, heroin, and then having U.S. government officers start the drug dealing operations and set up subsidiary drug dealers that would work for them throughout the United States. And then through Hollywood, it's now been declassified. They hyped up the drug culture to get the kids on it because they didn't just want to sell them drugs. They also wanted to put them in the prisons that the big drug cartels own through the banks and were building. And so that's what the NSA does. And it tracks trends. It finds out what the people are concerned with. It engages in real polling, real sampling, to try to manipulate and lie to the public to see what lies and deception work for the people. It's heavily compartmentalized. And more than two-thirds of the surveillance of the population is now done by contractors. The private contractors are Google, they're Time Warner, they're Yahoo, the CIA, and we've had CIA officers on and listed the names of those out of MIT that started Google. It is a globalist front company, just like IBM or Microsoft. That's why it's allowed to break all the rules, do whatever it wants. It's been given rule and copyright over all books ever published by the UN and the U.S. government. They're just saying it can do whatever it wants with digital books. I mean, it's just insane. And so they've got all these other private defense contractor companies that have HUMET people on the ground. Their business is control and domination and dumbing down and taking over cities and compromising police chiefs and getting into positions of total control. And there were all these denials. Alex Jones, the crazy man, he says something called Echelon exists. He says the NSA exists. I mean, even in the mid-90s, the news would say the NSA didn't exist. Talking to the public like they're a bunch of idiots. And I guess they were a bunch of idiots because they bought it. And then I've been telling you ever since I got on air that they're listening to everything, they're tracking everything. Okay? You shouldn't let that be a chilling effect to what you're doing. They're the criminals. They're the out-of-control people. They're the globalists destroying the United States and the Republic. So people always say, well, what do you have to hide? Let them listen. Well, in a sick way, that's true. Hey, criminals, I know you're listening. You're scumbags. You're filth. You're trash. You're un-American garbage. You're drug dealers. You're involved in white slavery. You're involved in every wickedness imaginable. And we are aware that you're an alien group, alien to our way of life, to our republic and a free society. And with Bush, after they staged the 9/11 attacks, they thought this is the come-out time. This is the time to let the slaves know. And remember the New York Times, November 15, 2002, William Sapphire, you are a suspect. Every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy and medical prescription you fill, every website you visit and email you send or receive, every academic grade you receive, every bank deposit you make, every trip you book, and every event you attend, all these transactions and communications will go into what the Defense Department describes as a virtual centralized grand database. To this computerized dossier on your private life, from commercial sources at every piece of information the government has about you, passport application, driver's license, bridge toll records, judicial and divorce records, complaints from nosy neighbors of the FBI, your lifetime paper trail, plus the latest hidden camera surveillance, and you have the Super Snoop's Dream, a total information awareness network about every U.S. citizen. And then it goes into announcing that this was publicly announced in the Homeland Security package and passed into law. And then we still have debates about whether or not this is going on. And then after it came out that the felon, Admiral Poindexter, was running it, they said, okay, we've suspended the private program. It was a private group in Virginia that was just nexusing all this in. And it itself was the front. And then it turned out they just changed the name. It's actually in one building that was about 400 yards away from where the Bilderbergs met last year, right by the National Reconnaissance Office and all these private defense contractors. I mean, I was walking around in the building in the hotel before they kicked us out 2 hours before the Bilderbergs arrived, 3 hours before, and you'd walk by, and they'd have headphones on going, that's not an NSA parameter. We go with the Navy system. That's how you encode it down the downlink overload. And I'm buying a Gatorade in the gift shop, and right beside me is the NSA.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's
702-453-7455. Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
That story I told in more detail during Bilderberg 2008 in June in D.C. and Virginia, Chantilly, to be precise, around the border of D.C. The Bilderbergs start showing up at about 2. They kick you out of the hotel at noon. They have people calling our room telling us to get out by 11. So the guys are all up in the hotel room videotaping out the window as world leaders, people like the president of Spain and folks are pulling out, they're playing national anthems. And I go, all right, I'm going downstairs to get you guys some Gatorades and some water. They were thirsty. And I say, and then we'll leave in about 30 minutes, you know, get everything packed up. And if you walk around the upstairs floors of all the conference rooms, there are people in black suits and communications equipment and big table conference rooms set up and FBI people and State Department protective detail, we ran into them. Later they brought Marines on, armed Marines in uniform. That was after we were kicked off. And so I walk in to the gift shop. And there's an office off the gift shop on the bottom floor. and there was a cooler right by the door, and I'm getting some Gatorade out, and I hear him going, I'm tracking him, I've got him. It's through. No, they're moving over there. All right, do you have that? Well, I'm having a problem with that download from the satellite. Well, what we do over at NSA is we integrate that through the Air Force's such and such. But that's not how it's done in the Army. They use it. Well, I'm telling you that this piece of, and then they would mention some pieces of equipment, and I'm kind of sitting there, and then they look and see me and close the door, but I keep listening, and they were talking about surveilling people and listening to phones, probably our phones, or somebody else's. I guess they were also, I mean, I know they surveil other world leaders and listen to their phone lines and track them. I mean, obviously that's going on when they all come in secretly to meet. And it just blew me away. Absolutely blew me away, because there they were, hours before the Bilderberg group shows up, minutes before we leave, and then as soon as we get in the truck, in the van, in the parking lot, the police pull up and block us and then get on the radio and then pull back out and let us leave, and the sedan follows us and follows us around town. We get out, videotape him, he drives off, and then later we saw that guy and the person, two of the people, separate people, that came to the other hotel we were staying at afterwards and said, "Hey, Alex, how you doing?" They'd sit down while I was eating and say, "We ought to go take over and basically attack the State Department. You want to take a bunch of protesters over to the State Department? I know how to get in there, and we can take over." And I said, "Come on, man. You don't think I don't know you're a Fed?" And then the guy says something, I'm going back from memory, like, "Yeah, well, I don't think you'd have much problem in there with the State Department protective detail." And it's, you know, like a 45, 50-year-old big 6'4" guy. And C-Think, this big, well, they made some great films. They won South by Southwest a few years ago with another film. They're making a new one that I'm prominent in called The New World Order. It's going to be at South by Southwest this year and a bunch of Sundance and a bunch of other places. And he's sitting there when the guy leaves, and he goes, "You know that guy's a cop." And I go, "Yeah, obviously I know it's some kind of Fed." And he goes, "Yeah, well, you know, my dad's a retired Chicago detective, and I know cops and Feds, and that's a Fed." And I go, "Yeah, I know a yellow thing with a beak walking and quacking and swimming's a duck, too. I believe me, I know it's a cop." And then we'd have other people walk up the parking lot. "Hey, Alex, I'm a big fan. You want to attack these people? You want to do?" And I'm just like, "Come on, man. You guys have assessed me. You know I'm here to cover this as the media. Knock it off." And they'll just look at you and go, just seeing how you're doing, making sure everything's all right. Have a good one. See you later." So that's what goes on in this country. And boy, they were watching folks. I don't know if it was a staged event to bring in more security or whatever, but some fellow on the Prison Planet forum, which, by the way, is that back up yet? Is the Prison Planet forum back up yet? It is? Good, thank you. Went in there and said, "I'm scared with all these Feds around. Maybe I should bring a gun tomorrow, my 22. Well, that guy gets out, goes up to the protest, and they grab him, drag him off somewhere, and reportedly he didn't have anything on him, so nothing happened. But, you know, then we later asked the police, and they said, "Oh, yeah, the Feds were watching your website and saw the guy say that." I mean, folks, that's why it isn't Alex Jones you've got to worry about. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are watched. You don't want to act like idiots on there. I mean, this isn't a game. This is the real world. The New World Order is real. The FEMA camps are real. The NSA spying on us is real. This isn't a game, and I can't say that strong enough to all of you out there. So, let me now just get into the NSA. It's now come out that 2.5 years ago, Bush gets up and gives a speech and says, "We do not listen to any U.S. citizens without a warrant. These rumors you've heard of it are complete lies and conspiracy theories." And you can just Google Bush says, NSA not spying on American people or something. You can pull up the videos. He said it repeatedly. And then it came out, okay, we're just listing Al-Qaeda when they call America. Is that okay? You know, Al-Qaeda's about to attack. And then, oh, and they're listening to the troops overseas and in the country, and they're spying on journalists, and they're spying on Congress, and they're spying, and then now they come out and say, okay, we're spying on everybody. People are saying, well, how do they have a few, you know, 100,000 bureaucrats listening to hundreds of millions? Well, they have computers with keywords and algorithms. Same Google system, same search engine system that searches the whole World Wide Web in seconds. It's the same system, but with computers that transcribe the audio, and that's a 30, 40-year-old technology. I mean, my dad was at UT in the late 60s, and they already had computers and internet and keyword recognition in some of the research departments he saw. I mean, this stuff's old. Everything you're seeing is old. It's just packaged and slicker now. God knows what they really got. And then it came out to kind of humiliate you that the NSA likes to sit around and listen to phone sex. Now, again, that's just the NSA. These are the constrained bureaucrats at NSA that are compartmentalized. The higher-ups that are getting the feeds from the private intel groups, these are hardcore criminals. All of them have dealt cocaine, heroin, run white slavery, money laundered. They've all got a criminal past with government or private agencies, and then they're the trusted upper crust of the elite that have access to larger areas. The people blowing the whistle are mid-level analysts or their interpreters brought in, like Sybil Edmonds, and then she hears the government going, yeah, we're staging terror attacks, we're dealing the cocaine and heroin, we're selling weapon systems to get the money to fund it through black ops, we're going to use drills to cover up this operation. And she's going, my God, she's listening to the CIA and other agencies, Mossad, MI6, she said, as much as she can say under the federal gag order, handling the supposed terrorists who were really CIA and other agency Mossad handled Arabs out of Saudi Arabia that the globalists worked closely with, who were dealing narcotics and money laundering in the U.S., and then were told on the side, take part in a takeover drill of aircraft. And we know they were going to the Defense Language School and other schools, and that there were those drills live action that day to overlay with the NORAD drill. I mean, we know exactly what happened. I mean, we know who they were, they got on planes. We don't know what happened after. But it's on record they were feds and that they'd leave the country to go spy on Al-Qaeda, you know, real Muslim groups that they call Al-Qaeda, because they were operatives to do that. And then they'd be flagged as terrorists by the State Department computers, and they'd be ordered in Ottawa and in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So in Canada and Saudi Arabia, the embassy heads, the visa heads would be ordered to let them in. They'd say, no, I'm not letting them in. I'm not going to commit a crime. And so they get a higher-up call from the State Department saying, look, that's a CIA cover. These are not Al-Qaeda. Don't worry. Let them in. On record. It's all on record. It's all on record. So the Arabs especially out there, you know, if you're patriotic to the United States and people, they try to recruit you to black ops, and you see all these TV ads trying to recruit Arabs right now, they're recruiting a lot of you to set you up. I mean, I hope you know that. I hope you know they're going to use you as a patsy. Well, there's a good chance they are. This is an untrustworthy, criminal, totally ruthless group. And, I mean, if you want to be on the news as the new terrorist, and I have no doubt Obama's people are going to stage more terror attacks. Clinton's are the ones that wrote the book on it, bombing OKC. You know, the big opening salvo of modern stage terror inside the United States. So look out. But I thought I'd play just to analyze it. It's much worse than what this newscast is even saying. This is Keith Olbermann. I wonder if Olbermann's going to cover this as the spying continues. Because it's all continuing. You know, they're acting like Obama's going to stop this because he'll speak out against it publicly. Bush spoke out against it publicly 3 years ago and said it wasn't happening. But meanwhile, they were in the New York Times and everywhere else announcing months after 9/11 when they knew you were scared and thought you'd buy it. You just didn't buy. Yeah, we're tracking every email, every purchase, everything you do for your safety. Remember, I read it. Every purchase you make, every credit card, every magazine subscription you buy, medical prescription you fill, every website you visit, an email you send, and what's Obama doing? Making all your prescriptions be uploaded to the feds now. Every academic grade you receive, every bank deposit you make, every trip you book, every event you attend, all these transactions, communications will go into a Defense Department describes as a virtual centralized grand database. They also released this publicly to chill everybody else that was awake to them so we'd stop communicating and say, oh, I don't want to get on a list. Folks, you're all already on list. The only hope we have, we're in the hot water right now. The only hope we've got is exposing all the rest of the frogs boiling that don't know they're boiling, and let's jump out of this sucker while we've still got time. You don't say, oh, I'm in hot water, I better shut up and just sit here and cook. You scream bloody murder, you go wild. And it goes on to say, this computerized dossier on your private life from commercial sources and every piece of information the government has about you, passport application, driver's license, bridge toll records, judicial and divorce records, complaints from nosy neighbors to the FBI, and I would add to the local police who now upgraded and uploaded the feds, your lifetime paper trail plus the latest hidden camera surveillance, and you have the Super Snoop Green, a total information awareness network. This is not some far Orwellian scenario. It is what will happen to your personal freedom in the next few weeks if John Poindexter gets the unprecedented power he seeks. And he did. And we're just now, learning. Oh, Oberman, you're telling us. Thank you. Here's Keith Oberman with an NSA whistleblower. Here it is.
Before last night, we already knew the Bush administration had spied on some U.S. journalists inside the U.S. Last night on this newscast, we revealed the new allegation that Mr. Bush's National Security Agency was systematically, 24 hours a day, monitoring not just individual reporters, but entire U.S. news organizations, as well as other organizations, the identities of which we still don't know. Tonight in our third story, Russell Tice, the NSA whistleblower who revealed that breathtaking claim on this program last night, returns, and he is breaking more news. First, some context. In the New Yorker magazine last year, reporter Lawrence Wright revealed that the FBI had asked him about phone calls he made to a British lawyer who was representing former jihadists, calls the FBI thought that were made by Wright's college-age daughter. More than wiretapping was at work here. The name of Wright's daughter was not in the phone records. So how the hell, Wright demanded, did the FBI know his daughter's name? In 2007, Wright asked Mike McConnell, then director of National Intelligence. His reply, I don't know. When Wright found it troubling that his daughter's name was on some NSA list somewhere, McConnell said, quote, it may be troublesome, it may not be.
All right, let's stop right there.
As Mr. Tice is about.
Let's stop right there. They're implying here that, again, they at least were just spying because they thought it was a call to Al-Qaeda with the journalist's daughter. No, they were spying on the journalist. Just like MI5 spies on the entire British Parliament, is constantly arresting them for no reason and harassing people. It's the unelected, illegitimate, private merc armies of the private bankers all over the world that are ruling our governments and bullying our elected legislatures and parliaments. And, I mean, under Know Your Customer and the Patriot Act, immediately your car purchase is uploaded, or your car rental, or your bank account statement. The feds, the big banks don't file a suspicious transactions report. I mean, they're supposed to do that, and they do that themselves as indentured servants for the feds. The feds are in your bank accounts. The feds just go directly into your account. It's all public, folks. I just wanted to add that part, too. That's why when you go buy a house or a car or a VCR now, they say, oh, it's Patriot Act compliance. Even if you're paying cash, we have to have your ID, getting you ready for the cashless society. Anyways, here it is.
Oh, as Mr. Tice is about to clarify, now we know. But first, yesterday we asked the NSA to comment on his allegations. The agency declined, saying only, quote, NSA considers the constitutional rights of U.S. citizens to be sacrosanct. The intelligence community faces immense challenges in protecting our nation. No matter the challenges, NSA remains dedicated to performing its mission under the rule of law. That from a Bush holdover at NSA. No reply yet from the Obama White House. Returning to our program tonight, Russell Tice, former NSA analyst, now a very public whistleblower. Thank you again for your time tonight, sir.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you.
Last night we discussed collection of phone and email data, envelope info, like the length of the call, but also the content. But the information they collected on journalists and other people, this was more than just phone and email info?
Well, as far as the information, the wiretap information that made it to NSA, there was also data mining that was involved. And at some point, information from credit card records and financial transactions was married in with that information. So of the lucky U.S. citizens, that tens of thousands of whom, that are now on digital databases at NSA who have no idea of this, also have that sort of information included on those digital files that have been warehoused.
Does this, throwing that kind of information in there too, your credit card records, where you have spent your money, does that make it clear to you who used this information or why it was used or what the goal was of gaining it? Do you have any better idea of what all of this stuff was used for?
Well, the obvious explanation would be that, you know, if you did have a potential terrorist, you'd want to know where they're spending money, mm-hmm. and you know, whether they purchased an airline ticket or something like that, and, you know, that sort of thing. But once again, we're talking about tens of thousands of innocent U.S. citizens that have been caught up in this trap that they have no clue. You know, for this thing could sit there for 10 years, and, you know, then potentially it marries up with something else, and 10 years from now they get
put on a no. And if you go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, where you have this article linked, you will see that we have the previous articles where they admit they were spying on Congress and listening to people's phone sex. So that's what it's about. So this sounds like it's an expose. It's really a whitewash, because the overall thing is, well, they abuse things, but they're listening to Al-Qaeda. No, they're not. Okay, they're tracking everything you do. They've got NSA listening over your cell phone, even when it's off. Get that straight.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Coming up, I'm going to get into what nationalization of the banks means. It's not nationalization. It's consolidation by private interests claiming it's nationalization. We have the proof. We'll also get into the cruel Obama hoax of claiming they're closing Guantanamo when they're just building camps here in the U.S. But at least they're having to claim they're doing it, showing it's unpopular. So it's being rebuked publicly. Coming up later in the hour, KRS-One is going to be a guest. A couple weeks ago, he contacted us and said that he was a big fan of the work we do and that they wanted to get on the show in studio when he was here part of his Texas tour. And then we kind of assholed around, as they say, and so now he's just going to be, you know, on my end, not working out the right day when he was near Austin to get him in studio. He's in Dallas right now, going to be speaking to school children up there. He's been instrumental in trying to stop the, you know, kind of gangster rap, brothers killing brothers, and he's one of the pioneering founders of hip-hop. And, of course, he's also one of the most successful, just tens of millions of albums sold. So he's going to be joining us, KRS-One, calling in the next 10 minutes or so from Texas. But he says next time he's back in Texas, he definitely wants to get in studio. So that is coming up, a very important message there with KRS-One. On the subject of this radio show, we put a banner up on Infowars.com on the right-hand side about halfway down that says support the InfoWar. It did say help us save the InfoWar, but really the InfoWar, I mean, we're doing okay. We're paying our bills. We've expanded some, but it's not enough, and we do see the economy contracting, and so we don't want to be doing this by the hair of our chinny chin chin. And so that banner is up there because people keep contacting us every day for months saying, hey, I want to donate. Where do I donate? Well, you go to Infowars.com and you go to that banner, help us save the InfoWar, support the InfoWar, and you click on there. We've got a PayPal. I'm going to put a Google Pay on there. I'm also going to put a chip in. People like different ways of contributing up there as well. And 100% of the donations will go into the operations here, 100%. Of those. I fund my own household when I do off of advertising, but most of that goes right back into the office as well. And to be able to hire more people, do a better job, make better and more frequent films, with things getting so bad and our voice being heard by more and more, it's important that we don't just stay where we're at, but that we expand. And I think that any of you that believe that, any of you that want to be part of that, purchase the books, purchase the videos. Plus, they're great films and books. At Infowars.com, and even if you're totally awake, people in your circle probably aren't. Give it to them. That's a donation. Just flat out donate or support our sponsors. Spread the word about the show. That's another way to support the broadcast, because as we grow, we per capita end up getting more support as well. But it's really in your court. It is up to you whether or not we are able to grow and get more support and reach out to more people. Look at the amazing success we've had. You talk to people in the Patriot or Liberty or Awakening movement, the anti-tyranny movement, and Ron Paul said on air, half his support came from this show. I didn't ask him to say that. He said half the support came from the show. We talk to other activists, and they say 80, 90% of the time when they ask how somebody woke up, it was this radio show or my films. So, I mean, that's just amazing. That's quite a responsibility that we have. And so we're going to be attempting to expand what we're doing here. So I want to be clear. We're not in trouble. It's just that we want to do more. And frankly, if we get more financial support, I'll be able to spend my time focusing on issues and fighting the globalists and awakening people rather than worrying about, well, can I get a microphone? Can I get a camera? Can I get this server we need? I mean, we need servers right now. And that's one reason Prison Planet Forum was down. I mean, we need more support, period. So please help us. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.